humanized that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Open mine eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Love of my life, I am crying, I am not dying, I am dancing, dancing along in the madness. There is no sadness, only a song of the soul, and we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along, and we can sing more.
I would like to invite you to a soul level encounter. Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That's what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. You will hear the music that has charted the steps of their spiritual journey, that has provided a touchstone in the soul's dark night, and sung the heart's awe and joy when come to the light. Over the next hour, you will be a witness and companion to our guest's spiritual path and sacred testimony. Welcome to Song of the Soul.
Heart, love will find you, truth will unbind you, seek out a song of the soul,
and we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along, and we can sing for a long, long time. Why don't you sing this song? Why don't you
today, I'd like to welcome Ian to Song of the Soul. I contacted Ian last night, and he was willing to share his music with us today. Ian is a high school student, Memorial High School, I believe. He's also a musician himself, so he has contact with a lot of music, not only listening, but making it. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the songs. I think you organize them by kind of general belief area, stuff that's indicative of your beliefs. You attend the Unitarian Universalist congregation here in Eau Claire. How long have you been doing that?
Since I was a small child and my parents joined.
So essentially you've grown up with that, and that's been your full life experience. What can you tell us about your experience with that group?
It's really made me unsure about my beliefs, so I've put a lot more effort into searching what I truly believe than what most people have.
Most religious groups are defined by the creeds that they believe, and I don't believe that Unitarians have that. What is the basis of the beliefs of being part of a Unitarian Universalist congregation?
The beliefs of the Unitarian Universalist congregation are based more off of searching for truth as one perceives it rather than a set belief system or a set of creeds, such as most organized faiths have. The other major point of the Unitarian beliefs is that they are very accepting of anyone's particular beliefs, and, well, we don't have the same system as the major organized religions. We believe that people from those religions would be able to find a place in our congregation.
Well, let's go to your music now. The first song you picked out is by a personal favorite of mine, John McCutcheon. It's called The Children of Abraham. Why did you choose to include this song in your collection?
I like the reference it gives to different groups of people who have radically different opinions and feelings and characteristics as all being based from one source.
If I understand correctly, it talks about the commonality of the Jewish and Islamic people out of the same root.
That is essentially correct. Although the way I interpret the song, it doesn't include just Jews and Muslims. It also includes Christians and Hindus and all other faiths and nationalities in this kind of jumble of that we call humanity.
So now we'll listen to Children of Abraham, performed by John McCutcheon.
And once again, we gather here as the night grows long, deep in the year. It is a season of light, of prayer and fasting, and the endless longing for love everlasting. All the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham. And we are Isaac on the mountaintop. By the hand of God, may the killing stop. Faith without measure, hope without end, but it is love will make the nations bend. All the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham. And he said there is but one. And he said there is but one. His name is Allah. His name is Yahweh. His name is Jesus. His name is God. All the children of Abraham. So in this year, this dark December, as we look onward, let us remember, we share this history, we share this place, we share this moment, we ask for grace. All the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham. Said we are but one, and we know we are but one. And we are Muslims, we are Jew, we are Christian, we are just me and you. All the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham, all the children.
What do you want to say about your second choice for songs here on Song of the Soul?
My second choice, Done Too Soon by Neil Diamond, is along the same lines as Children of Abraham, but instead of listing groups of people, it lists individual people who have made their mark throughout history. Some major examples are Jesus Christ, Edgar Allan Poe, Ho Chi Minh, and various others. I like the symbolism expressed in the song of they all had one thing in common, they all walked under the same sun, looked up in wonder at the same moon.
And they wept when it was all done for being done too soon. So let's listen to the second song, Neil Diamond performing Done Too Soon.
Jesus Christ, Fanny Bryce, Wolfie Mozart, Humphrey Bogart, Genghis Khan, and on to H.G. Wells. Ho Chi Minh, Conradin, Henry Luce, and
John Wells Booth and Alexander's King and Graham Bell. Rama Krishna, Mama Wisla, Patrice Lumumba, Russ Columba, Carl and Chico, Marx, Albert Camus, E.A. Paul, Henri Rousseau, Sharlam Alethram and Carol Chessman, Alan Freed and Buster Keaton too. And wonder at the same moon, and wept when it was all done, for being done too soon, for being done too soon.
For your third song, you chose something by the Rolling Stones. Now, the Rolling Stones must be in their 60s or something right now, but somehow they still seem to call to you. What's the song you've chosen from the Rolling Stones?
I picked Ruby Tuesday, which is a story about a woman who lives in a very day-to-day kind of animalistic way, living in the moment. And that song appeals to me because of the way that Ruby shucks her shell and reduces herself to basic human nature, as opposed to getting wrapped up in the past or the future or anything else.
Is that what you aspire to? Is that what you actually are able to live?
No, I don't believe that that would be the goal that I would aspire to personally, but I like the idea that no matter what someone's history is or what someone's background or their color or their creed, they are still truly a human, and if we could all learn that, we would all be much happier together in this world.
So we'll listen to Ruby Tuesday by the Rolling Stones.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you. Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and
nothing's lost. At such a cost.
Goodbye, we'll be Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still I'm gonna miss you.
There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still I'm gonna miss you. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still I'm gonna miss you.
For your fourth song, Ian, you've chosen Scarecrow's Dream by Solas. Now, I don't even know Solas, unfortunately. Can you tell me about the group and why you picked this song?
The group Solas is a contemporary Celtic band that plays a fair amount of music that touches on some interesting subjects. I picked Scarecrow's Dream because of the mysticism involved in the song. The song is based around the theme that the singer is not of the world of men, but neither are they of the world of make-believe. They are part of both, and that's kind of the way I view God, or the deity figure, and as neither part of this world nor part of any other. So, just as being someone or something that has had an influence in the creation of these worlds.
And what is the scarecrow in the song? It's not the Wizard of Oz scarecrow, I hope, or maybe it's some other scarecrow.
The song uses the scarecrow as a symbol more than as a person. One of the opening lines of the song is, "You seldom see scarecrow's dream hang in the hope of replacement." In that image, the scarecrow could be anyone wishing that someone else would do their job for them, or they could be let off the hook, so to speak.
This is by Solas. It's called Scarecrow's Dream.
Thank you.
So, Ian, how much is this music that you evidently love and really relate to, how much is it common to people in your high school? How much is it common to the people who are part of your youth group at the Unitarian Universalist congregation?
Well, this music in particular, some of it is common among my group of friends and the youth group. Some of it is relatively unknown to them, but the high school in general is a conglomerate of so many different types of music, I can really place no bets as to how many people have heard these particular songs.
Your next song is by Queen. It's called The Miracle. So why did you include The Miracle as part of your Song of the Soul?
The Miracle touches on many different aspects of the world. A few examples would be human creations, such as the Taj Mahal, cloning, test tube babies, as well as great feats of nature such as rainbows and mountains and things like that, as all being created by God, but not directly by God, as being created by God through the natural processes that rule the world.
Do they actually say the name God?
They do refer to God early in the song, but after that, they don't refer to God. Instead, they refer to Mother Nature in the phrase, Mother Nature does it all for us.
So this next song is The Miracle by Queen.
Every drop of rain that falls in Sahara Desert says it all, it's a miracle. Creations great and small, the Golden Gate and the Taj Mahal, that's a miracle. Mother Nature does it all for us.
For your sixth song, you chose Blackbird by Paul McCartney, performed by him as opposed to the version performed by Beatles that I'm more used to. How does this grab you?
The song Blackbird enticed me with its images of someone inspiring a bird to take its crippled body, crippled in various fashions, broken wings or sunken eyes, and learning to use them the way they were meant to be used, achieving what it was meant to achieve despite grievous fallbacks in its physical form. This image inspires me to achieve my dreams, whether they may or may not be practical.
So this is Blackbird, performed here in live concert by Paul McCartney.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird flying, blackbird flying into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird flying, blackbird black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Won't you take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Well, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free.
In case you didn't notice, when I said that song was performed in live concert, the live concert was elsewhere, recorded live, not here in my office. The next song we have is by the Moody Blues. It's called Tuesday Afternoon. What called this song to mind for you?
This song has interesting symbolism in the lines, "The trees are drawing me near, I've got to find out why." It relates back to the idea of some supernatural presence or God who created all but did so through other means than simply willing it into being, such as relating back to the miracle, using the natural forces to create what he or she wished to be created.
I mentioned earlier that you actually perform music. What are your instruments?
I play the violin. I have also sung in a choir. I play a lot of classical music. I also play Scandinavian folk music.
This next one is by the Moody Blues. It's called Tuesday Afternoon.
Thank you.
The following song appears to be Castle Walls by Styx. How would you characterize the band in general? What's the slant or direction of their music?
Styx is similar to Queen in their tastes and the way they create their music, but they tend to lean a little bit more towards thought-provoking, similar to Simon and Garfunkel.
And this song that you've selected, Castle Walls, what's it about and how is it part of your spiritual beliefs?
In the song Castle Walls, it takes the form of the singer going on a dream trip out from his self or his castle and experiencing different things. One of my favorite lines comes near the end of the song, "Far beyond these castle walls where I thought I heard Tiresias say," Tiresias being a seer in Greek mythology, "life is never what it seems, and every man must meet his destiny." And those lines strike a chord with my soul that all men have their own true belief, and the greatest goal one can hope to achieve would be to meet his destiny and discover that truth.
So we'll listen here to Castle Walls by Styx.
It's
Now we're going to listen to a song by Queen called The Prophet Song. What can you tell me about this song and how do you relate to it? What's important about this song to you in terms of your spiritual values?
In The Prophet Song, a prophet or seer takes a message and gives it to the masses, and the masses scorn him, calling him a madman. For one thing, I greatly agree with the message that the prophet gives. And for another thing, I agree with the idea that a prophet or a messiah is not necessarily a superior person or does not necessarily have divine powers, but may just be a person with a message that they wish to distribute, and that message is out of the ordinary.
What is the message that this prophet is trying to deliver to the people?
In the prophet's song, the prophet gives the message that men are cruel and warlike and violent, and that if we don't learn to live in peace and harmony, we will all suffer and die for our violence.
Do you apply these kinds of thoughts, these beliefs you have, to current events at all?
Yes, I do. I see the major conflicts going on in the Middle East and other areas of the world, and I don't understand the true motives behind them, because all they do is cause death and destruction, and if the human race continues in that vein of war after war after war, eventually there won't be a human race left.
Ian, I believe you're 16 right now. When you're 18, you're supposed to register for the draft, and there's some rumblings that the draft may be coming. How do you feel about that? Are you prepared to just go out and be part of these wars?
When I am 18, I plan to register to become a conscientious objector, partly because I do not truly believe in the wars, and partly because I am truly, in my soul, a pacifist and could not, no matter how hard I tried, I could not raise my hand to harm another human.
The next song we listen to here, then, is The Prophet Song by Queen.
Thank you.
Well, we've got one more song now, Ian. I'm really glad you chose Garnet Rogers for this one. I've seen him in concert live once, and it's also because he's such a good folk music guy. I'm really glad that someone who's 35 years younger than me can love this same music across generations and introduce me to new music that I'd really like to get to know. Why did you choose All That Is by Garnet Rogers?
In the song All That Is, Garnet expresses the belief that love is the driving power of the universe, the power behind the creation of the universe. In the chorus, one of my favorite lines in the chorus is, "Love is all that is, all that ever was." It really describes for me the reason that God would have created the universe as he did.
I certainly agree with that point of view. How do you respond to people who say, how can we love Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein, who are perpetrators of terrible, horrible deeds?
In this situation, true, such people as Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein have perpetrated horrible deeds, but they're still human, and I believe that if we show them love and respect and show them the error of their ways, that they will truly be repentant and respond with that love back.
So now we'll listen to All That Is by Garnet Rogers.
Who can tell when in love you'll finally fall? Some live in vain and never love at all. But as lightning strikes or as a small insistent voice, if we are blessed, we will hear and heed the call. give your love and never count the cost. Lose your heart and never call it lost. May your love be your shelter to the ending of your days. Love is all it is, all that ever was. May your love grow strong and always kind. May your hearts grow forevermore entwined, in the brightest day or in the stillness of the night. May it be each other's hand you seek and find. Give your love and never count the cost. Lose your heart, never call it lost. May your love be your shelter to the ending of your day. Love is all that is and all that ever was. Nevermore to be alone. Ever closer you have grown. Forever now, may no distance come between. And in each other's loving heart you find your home. Give your love and never count the cost. Lose your heart and never call it lost. May your love be a shelter to the ending of your days. Love is all that is and all that ever was. Give your love and never count the cost. Lose your heart and never call it lost. May your love be a shelter to the ending of your days. Love is all that is, all that ever was.
So, Ian, it's been great having you here today on Song of the Soul. It's great that you picked all this music, so much of which I know and so much of which I don't know, so that I can be enriched further. I want to thank you for coming today to share your story, your spiritual values, with Song of the Soul. And I look forward to hearing more music by you and through you.
Thank you.
Song of the Soul is produced by Mark Helpsmeet. If you'd like to share your Song of the Soul with the listeners of WHYS FM radio, please contact me via my email address, helpsmeet@usa.net. That's helpsmeet@usa.net. And please join me Sundays at 11 a.m. for Song of the Soul.
You can be happy, let in the light, it will heal you, and you can feel you. Sing out a song of the soul.
Let me sing.